it's actually looking at legal contracts and analyzing them and looking at, well, which aspects of legal contracts is it straightforward to automate and which aspects are not straightforward. And so, for instance, we could look at operational aspects such as payments and deliveries. They're fairly easy to automate, and it's fairly easy to validate whether the code is doing the right thing. But then if we look at deontic aspects such as rights, permissions, obligations, prohibitions, some of them are straightforward, but others are less so. But more than that, it's actually what parts of the contract do you want to automate? So we've been putting some effort into trying to characterize that and different levels of automation that you might want to think about. Also thinking about human-computer interaction. So it may be that you want the code, when it observes an event during performance of the contract, to pause and then raise an alert for one or more parties to say, this event has happened. What do you want me to do next? Or perhaps if the computer observes an event that it wasn't anticipating, to be able to pause and shout for help to get input from a human. Also, there's stopping and updating the code. So if you've got a long-running contract, the performance may last decades, then what if the law changes? What if that contract becomes illegal? You've got to be able to stop the code. And also, if the parties decide they want to, they agree some amendment, they'd like to be able to pause the code, update the code, and then resume it. So we've been considering a lot of practical issues there. But as I alluded to earlier, with computable contracts, we're really interested, or certainly my team is very interested in this idea of, is it possible to have a controlled natural language that can be used by lawyers for drafting contracts where they are actually programming, but they don't realize it? They are actually using a programming language, but they don't realize it because it looks like English.